This is SANews.com. The African Union is playing the vaccine victim again, despite rich countries having 8 times more COVID deaths per million population. The European Union's African Union has declared that rich countries should stop storing COVID vaccines to use for future boosters, which do not yet appear to be necessary, but should rather give them to Africa. Of course, the AU is once again playing the begging bowl race card that Africa is the eternal victim, in order to get things for free again. However, the truth is that Africa has come off pretty light from the whole pandemic, despite all the mainstream fear-mongering and propaganda. The truth is that Africa has only a fraction of the COVID deaths that Europe and USA have had. The top health official of the African Union, John Nkengasong, the director of the Continent Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC, attacked rich countries at a news conference on Thursday for their eagerness to administer a third COVID vaccine shot. He said, "The problem with the third dose is that we have not seen enough science behind it," the head of the CDC in Africa claimed, adding that countries wishing to boost are certainly gambling without data supporting its use. Nkengasong claimed that countries offering third shots would make it more difficult for Africa to achieve its goal of vaccinating 60 to 70% of its population. According to statistics from the African CDC, only 3% of the continent was completely vaccinated, while just over 5% received one dose. But the AU is lying by not giving the full picture, failing to mention that said rich countries were hit 8 times worse by the COVID deaths than the African continent. These remarks come as a double-pronged attack to score more free stuff for Africa. After the head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, called for an extension of the third injection booster moratorium until at least the end of the year, so that all countries can vaccinate at least 40% of its population. The controversial WHO chief claimed during an information session on Wednesday that not a single low-income country has achieved the goal of vaccinating a meager 10% of its population. But, yet again, they are playing the Marxist equality card and lying by not presenting the full information. Not all countries have the same level of infections, so getting all countries to the same level of vaccination is completely insane and wrong. Indeed, India, a poor country, has the lowest COVID deaths per million people from the top 5 by far, with the US and UK, rich countries, again by far the highest. The USA has had 124,000 deaths per million. India has only had 23,000 deaths per million. The UK has had 104,000 deaths per million, and South Africa has only had 47,000 deaths per million. Nor do they mention the fact that COVID is not a problem in Africa except in South Africa. Why? Because populations in African countries regularly use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, antiparasitic anti-malaria drugs, which also easily repel SARS-1 and SARS-2 viruses. And there is a lot of sun for vitamin D, and many have been vaccinated for tuberculosis. The African Union's funder, the European Union's Medicine Agency, announced earlier this week that it was evaluating data on a third dose for Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID vaccine, which should be given 6 months after the second vaccination in people aged 16 and older. In the United States, booster doses of mRNA made by Pfizer and Moderna have been approved for those with a weakened immune system. However, the administration of Joe Biden plans that all vaccinated adults should receive a supplement 8 months after the second dose from 20th of September. Israel began distributing the third Pfizer doses to its population of more than 60 years on August the 1st, but quickly began reducing the age of receipt during the month, eventually expanding the offer to all citizens 12 years and older. Read more challenging news headlines at sa-news.com.